This is Morning Edition on WFAE. We endlessly hear politicians drill home their talking points during election season. They boast of their influence and often take simplistic stances on complex issues so they can be easily digested by the media and by voters. But we don't hear as much about the less glamorous but equally important part of the job that goes with being a member of Congress. I'm talking about casework. That's when members' district offices help constituents with problems related to visas, passports, Medicare, the parts of government that can frustrate us all. The Charlotte area has two new members of Congress who now have a steep learning curve in setting up their casework operations. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins us now for some insight on this transition. Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
So casework is fully half the job of a congressional office, but many people don't even realize it exists. Can you give us some examples of casework?
Sure. So if a veteran is filing for his benefits and his paperwork has gotten backlogged, he can call his congressman. If someone's having trouble getting a passport or a visa and needs it quickly so they can travel, that's a really common issue that these offices deal with. They help with Medicare, Medicaid, mortgages, the IRS. Essentially, if it's a government agency, it's their job to help guide people through.
This isn't really a high-profile aspect of a congressmember's job, but how important is it for the congressmember?
It's pretty important. I talked to Richard Hudson, who beat Larry Kissel for the Concord seat. Here's how he described its importance.
One of the most important responsibilities for a member of Congress is constituent service and casework. And the things I do in Washington, to me, are extra, as the add-on.
And here's what Congressman-elect Robert Pittenger said.
There's so many issues related to the new Obamacare Act or Social Security or veterans issues or whatever it is that need the attention. Government is complex, and it's frustrating for a lot of people, and they need to know we're going to be there for them.
Think about it this way. For a lot of people, it's the only personal interaction with an elected official they'll ever have. It's the most tangible one-on-one public service aspect of their job.
So when they get to Washington, Hudson and Pittenger will be considered freshmen. And freshmen are expected to have to take time to learn. They're not placed on the most powerful committees, and they're not put in leadership positions. But there's really no time for a learning curve for this casework.
Right. Unsurprisingly, both Hudson and Pittenger are very upbeat about being ready to go on day one. But it's more challenging than that. The system is almost set up so people start behind the eight ball. You can't pay staff. You can't start working on cases. You don't even get an office space until you're sworn in January. And then new staff without casework experience have to get trained. So there's a whole host of issues that they have to surmount. And that can be a real problem if you're someone who needs help in January. If you're a senior who depends on Social Security and something goes wrong and it gets interrupted, you can't wait for the new guys to get up to speed. You need help now.
And how are our new members of Congress preparing to deal with things like that?
A lot of the cases are being transferred over to the senator's office, to Kay Hagan and Richard Burr, and they'll take over the highest priority ones, the ones like that Social Security case that I was just talking about, and they'll take off some of the load. And then Hudson is a former district director himself, so he knows how this works, so that should help. And then there's a retiring Republican, which makes some experienced staff available. Congresswoman Myrick's retiring, and so Pittenger is replacing her, and he's hiring her old district director to run his office. And Hudson's also looking at hiring Myrick's staff, so they both start with some people who have experience and can train the other staff.
But Hudson's a Republican. He's replacing a Democrat, Larry Kissel. How's that going to work?
Well, that's one of the most interesting things about this aspect of the job is that it's almost totally nonpartisan. There's no uniform way of handing over power, but usually staff will write exit memos and even meet with the incoming guys that beat them in the election. Hudson went out of his way to gush to me about how helpful Kissel had been with the transition.
That's a little bit different from election season.
Just a bit.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thank you.
Thank you.